Nikita Gauss, Francesca.
Justin Bond.
Venus Star.
Lady Mercury.
Well, that was actually the most normal thing I've seen, this pride, because those people actually had Down syndrome, so their odd behavior is kind of explainable. But for the rest of the people celebrating pride, what the hell is going on with you guys? The month is finally over. June is coming to an end, and we have gotten to the point where, if you can go to my screen, Savannah, drag syndrome, the Down syndrome drag queens who we've come to know and love, their celebratory month is coming to a close. And so we thought we would dedicate this episode to looking at more of the absolute insanity in the world in this Skittle flavorful rainbow month. And I brought on one of my favorite people who I have worked with since the beginning of this show. He is a TikTok sensation. He is a Gen Z commentator, Chandler Crump. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive.
So happy to be here once again and to celebrate the very inclusive white rainbow that is Skittles coming to a close this month.
It is coming to a close. I see tears in your eyes. I see sadness. As this month where we found out that football is transgender and it's gay, I mean, does this break your heart? How are you doing?
I'm not doing well, honestly. You know, I've spent the last 30 or so days just celebrating pride and being so proud of the community, just watching the constant death and mental illness and degeneration at every step. It's been such a prideful moment to see, and it's just sad to see it come to a close.
Yeah, it is sad. You know, as we get into this and we look at this, I mean, pride brings us wonderful things. Like if you go to my screen, transgender bikini swimwear for young boys. It feels illegal looking like this, to be frank with you. We're going to be talking about this and a lot more here on Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color. We always make sure that the confetti goes before the color to remain politically correct.
Where are the brown confetti?
Oh,
well, Elijah.
The brown confetti's over there. We got Savannah Hernandez, producer, resident reporter in the house. My name's Elijah Schaefer. I'm your top 17 host. We are reporting from the broom closet. And we thank you so much for supporting us. Before we jump into today's show, I gotta tell you something serious. Talking about things that keep you supported, men, you are being inundated with overpriced boxers. I'm not joking. You need to understand that you were designed for testosterone, and these boxers are designed for testosterone deficient men. One brand even goes so far as to turn the waistband into a rainbow. That is weird. Talk about underwear that gets a little bit too close to home. But here at Slightly Offensive, I'll tell you the truth. We demand more. We demand, number one, more room. We demand more support. All where it counts.
Not support for your nipples, though. None of that. None of that.
None of that. None of, go to the screen. None of, go to the screen, my screen. None of that. We're going to talk about real underwear here. I want a quick release fly for a quick draw, if you know what I mean, Kez. I want a secret pocket in the extra wide waistband for a cash or a tactical necessities, because God knows that I'm a Christian man. I want the material to be antibacterial, anti-pilling, and moisture wicking, so I stay fresh and dry all day. Believe me, I am wearing these right now. But not, God knows they need to be durable, fade resistant, shrink resistant, and ultralight weight. Finally, I want them to be battle tested by special forces, because God knows that when I'm not making episodes, I'm busy fighting ISIS and stuff on the weekends. No, I'm just the LGBTQ mafia, that is, which is more dangerous to our children. But I want it 30% less expensive than our competition. So there's only one brand that I can say that is under attack. Believe me, where other brands have not only abandoned me where it counts, they've abandoned this company because of hard times and because of the job that we do. But there's one company that's come in not only to support the show, but to support the host more than literally anyone ever has in America. They're unapologetically pro-America, pro-military, and pro-2A. Go to getunderattack.com. That's GETUNDERTAC.com. Getunderattack.com. Use my promo code OFFENSIVE to buy three and get one pair free for the same price as about two from the competition. Go to getunderattack.com. Offer code OFFENSIVE to get the support that you need. Live from the broom closet. Let's go back to my screen. Sorry for this, guys. Josh let us know that they are now targeting children at the end of Pride by offering bikinis. Now, Chandler, you're Gen Z. Mm-hmm. Do you feel illegal looking at this?
Yeah, honestly, it's something strange to see. And I'm looking at it over there and I'm wondering, like, What is their market here? Because they say transgender boys. So is this for, you know, boys who were born or girls who were born as girls and then believe they're boys but still have things that they need to cover up? I mean, doesn't that kind of negate the whole point? Because the point of a bikini is to appeal to girls, young girls, women, all that, so that they can swim comfortably. But then when you become a boy, you shouldn't need that anymore, right? I mean, whether you have the surgery or not, you're a boy, so you don't need a bikini to swim. You just hashtag free the nipple, you know?
Okay, can I also say this, girls?
Chandler, you're a funny boy. You're a funny guy.
Can I also say?
I don't get why you're laughing. This is very bigoted, Elijah. This is very serious.
This is serious, Elijah. Please.
I know. I just got back from Vegas, and they say everything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Apparently, my voice got the memo and didn't come back with me. But also, when you look at this, like, I was in Vegas. Vegas is called Sin City, famously.
Oh.
I didn't see anything to this extent. Like, this is how bad our society's gotten. Is like, actually, Vegas looks a little closer to heaven when you look at something like this.
When we were in Vegas, there was actually like very little mask. I was not with Elijah Schaefer. I should clarify that.
Please.
I say we, but I was not with Elijah. But I was there out there for a little bit to meet up with some people. And there was no masks or anything. It's starting to seem like that city isn't really the Sin City anymore. If there's any city that's Sin City right now, it is San Francisco with the tents and the poop on the streets. There is that story going around a few years back with the poop map, and it made the city look like the new stripes on the LGBT flag. Just dirt black. It was bad. It wasn't good. So if there's any city,
so that was the inspiration for the new flag. Chandler, thank you for explaining.
Where's
that
Chandler's
to us.
Teleprompter? That's the best. People looking, making the streets look like the LGBT flag. Okay, but
oh no.
Okay, but Savannah, I mean, when you look at this, what disturbs me the most about this, the bikini tops for kids, is not only the phrase. It's called, look at the bottom. It says the bikini slip for kids is the name down there. Not to mention, it's in euros. I think that's euros. I don't know if that's pounds.
I can't see the symbol.
Yeah, that's euros. So I expect that from the Europeans. That's why we broke off on them. But it's the bottom picture that shows you what's the problem with pride, right? It's the idea of the boy has his hands on his butt. It's gross saying this, but it's like the pose, right? It's like showing off the butt. This is what they want for society. They're trying to sexualize our children, and we need to talk about that. I mean, I'm going to go to this right
now.
This
looks like it was designed by Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, let's look. Shouldn't be. I'm not laughing. Dear Media Matters, a good thing Right Wing Watch doesn't care because they've been deleted offline.
They came back, actually. They got reinstated within hours.
Well,
meanwhile, Bryson Gray and Patriot J, their song is still not available on Spotify and SoundCloud.
God bless them.
Oh my gosh.
God bless Bryson Gray and Patriot J. Well, we have this person, right? We have this sexualization of children. Mm. Lauren Ruello, they. And you can always tell, obviously, the damage that someone's about to do to society by the pronouns in the bio.
Yes.
Says, my 8-year-old explored makeup for the first time tonight. They tried an eyeshadow tutorial to make clouds, some flowers not shown, and lots and lots and lots of eyeliner stamp. They shrugged, maybe I'll go on Drag Race when I'm older. First of all, your child is obese.
That's not the first thing I noticed at all, honestly. It's become so normal that, to see an obese child, in my opinion, it's not strange. The only strange thing so far is the makeup. The they-them pronouns? That's starting to not be a strange thing for me either. You know, something I always say as a sort of commentary on culture is that I knew what being gay was before I knew my multiplication tables. I was, like, 4
wow.
when I learned that, whoa, boys can like other boys, and girls can like girls, too? I always thought, you know, that's kind of interesting, you know, cool. The schools and the culture taught me that was an okay thing, and so when I saw people in my school exploring that, in elementary school exploring that, it was totally okay. The sexualization of our youth and our culture was a completely normal thing to me. I wasn't even double digits yet. And so to see that kid with the they-them pronouns, you know, it's slightly strange, but we're at such a point that it doesn't shock me anymore. And that scares me more than anything.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because she doesn't say like he, right? The mom gives, I'm assuming the mom, because it's my 8-year-old, unless, of course, she bought him off the market, which we're not too far from.
Wayfair.
Yeah, unless she got shipped in a crate. And YouTube, don't block me for that. It's sarcasm. Please just have some humor for once. You've already killed more people with your medical misinformation policy than anyone did at the insurrection. So YouTube has killed more people by preventing the truth from coming out, fact check, than the insurrection has killed.
I've said the same thing so many times. Stella Emanuel came out for hydroxychloroquine and zinc in like middle of 2020. President Trump backed that. He said hydroxychloroquine will save lives. And because President Trump said it, they censored it. They deleted Stella Emanuel offline, and they killed indirectly, or in my opinion, directly, hundreds of thousands of people by ignorance.
The ivermectin too. Like they also blocked that, and yeah. we still can't say anything about it. We can just say people have said that. But honestly, I'll say this: I got suspended as well. I got in big trouble because I was at Stella Emanuel's conference recording it, and the problem was it was not a good situation. But of course, thank you, YouTube, for murdering more Americans than the insurrectionists did. But it's not the end. I mean, this is where we're beat zero. Yeah, this is. But look, so we have this Washington Post article. We won't get into this, but it's like, yes, kink belongs at Pride, and I want my kids.
Okay, but
to
look,
see it.
Look who the writer of the article is.
Who is it?
Lauren Rovellu. Mm-hmm. It's this woman.
Yes, it's that woman.
It's the mom.
It's the mom who wrote the article that kids should no. be.
This
so
is
kink.
Child abuse. That
do,
poor
do you
kid.
See this? Let me zoom in. I don't know if you can see this. Let me go in here for you. Do you see what this says?
Former.
Oh my. This gets worse and worse. The
what does it say? Because by the way, we have our blind viewers. Reminder, guys, if you're a blind viewer and you listen on podcasts, we've been working so hard to get our podcast numbers up on audio only. If you're just working or whatever, please leave a review. Please sign up, subscribe on podcast, Spotify, everywhere else, and we'll read reviews at the end. You might get your review read at the end. We'll get to that at the end. But former sex worker, and this is actually autistic, and that's... like it's like
just to confirm.
It all makes sense now.
I'm not ableist. Gosh. The mom is autistic, and that's not even a rude comment.
No.
Can we just cue drag queen people?
Drag syndrome.
Can we cue drag syndrome one more time?
Yeah, we can.
These are our future parents.
Nikita
future
Gals,
parents.
Francesca.
Justin Bond.
Venus. What's my favorite?
Lady Mercury.
Mercury.
So, Justin, okay, sorry.
Damn it, Elijah.
The thing is that I don't know if I can't tell if they're drag queens or drag kings. I don't know if they're male or female. I literally cannot tell their base biological gender anymore, and that's what makes it so scary. And I've had this commentary with a lot of other Gen Zers, too. We are in for a terrible future because we simply cannot tell each other's gender just by looking at them. You know, science has progressed so far that we can literally just mix and match and make things... It's magic now.
But have you seen the genderless aliens, Chandler?
I haven't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Is that a Steven Universe or something?
No. There's actually a man who said he's a genderless alien, and he got his genitals cut off so he could be genderless and an alien. Yeah. So, you know, if you think we've reached peak, we haven't.
Dude, you know what? I'm not even joking with this. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to believe this, but not only is the LGBTQ mafia pushing this kink on children, which I want to bring this up. When I was at a Pride Parade filming recently, and this is to plug, Fleckus Talks just went to Pride in New York, has a new video up. You should check it out. But I remember that what really shocked me was there was a man with his genitals in a Crown Royal rum bag. So apparently, I've never bought Crown Royal. Apparently, there's a certain demographic. One of us in this room is the target audience, and it's not me. But I will say this: Crown Royal, this rum, or I think it's rum. Yes, whiskey.
I wouldn't know.
It's
okay.
Whiskey.
So yeah, he goes, I wouldn't know. Says the guy who came back from Vegas. No, but Crown Royal whiskey. It comes in a purple velvet bag, which I found out in a horrible way. He was naked with his butt showing, and. A little kid came up and like touched and like rubbed against his genitals in a bag, like taped onto him. And there was like police standing nearby. And I even brought it up. I was angry and I was like, dude, what the heck's going on? But the parent let the kid do this. And I saw, you know, kids on floats and thongs and things like that, like bending over and twerking, spreading their butt cheeks. Like kids, like 8 years old, 9 years old. I almost threw up. And I remember I was with my old producer and he was like, having like almost like a, like he was like, I feel like it's illegal to be here. And I go, it should be.
Should be.
Yeah, this, there was things that were so bad, Chandler, that we couldn't, like I've had videos deleted from Pride parades. I did have one deleted because what was going on in public spaces was so bad that it couldn't even go on the internet. Like that's how bad Pride has gotten with children and the sexualization of people that it's like they're trying to, and you know why? It's not because they actually want it to be illegal on the internet. They don't want the outrage. They don't want people to see the truth of what this degenerate group of people have done to our country.
I'm so wordless. Like I'm hearing everything here and I'm trying to, you know, piece together what I can even say, because these are kids that are my age and younger, you know, 8-year-olds, that's half my age just about. these kids were born in the 2010s. These kids are born within the times that we all have memories, and now they are undergoing the things that we can't even begin to imagine. This is so damaging to our future and so damaging to them even right now. I'm sure even in a few months, these kids will experience symptoms that you could never imagine, you know, just, you know, all sorts of mental illnesses and just ailments because of all this. It's bad, and it's really sad to imagine how it could get even worse in the future with, you know, these kids having future manifestations about what they're experiencing now.
I know, and you know what? And they got me. The homos got me. They got me.
What'd they do?
They got me.
They actually did get you. Tell us they more. They got me.
What's your story?
Okay, let's go to Queerty. Is that supposed to be Queerty? Okay.
Queerty. Although apparently you're not allowed to say queer to a black person because that's racist, even if you're a gay person.
Really?
Yeah, a gay white person cannot call a gay black person queer because in that context, it's actually still a slur somehow.
What's up, fellow queer? Okay.
My queer?
What's up, my youth? Okay. Okay. So they're like, Cordy's like, someone sent this to me and was like, nice try. This is an article here. This guy really should have known not to complain about Pride getting a whole month by John Clarendon.
That's his Dan.
Oh.
I thought I couldn't read.
I don't know how you got that confused, but you did.
Living with a dyslexic, I guess it's contagious.
Yeah, apparently D's but look like J's too.
There's been too many D's and stuff shoved in our faces this Pride season. I'm over it. I'm ready to
end
move on.
End this month. End it now. Everyone, yeah. Please.
Too many.
Please.
Would you agree?
It's
too
time,
many
it's
D's.
Time for Jesus to come down.
I need a big J.
I'm ready for gluttony month. When are we getting that?
Yeah, I need Jesus.
That's just every day at McDonald's.
I need True. Jesus. Come save me. Okay, so they're like, Twitter user at ACACHHH only needed 7 words to clap back at Elijah Schaefer, a reporter for the right-wing website The Blaze, after he complained on Twitter about gays being celebrated for a full month while veterans only get 1 day. Mm-hmm. So a random account.
It's actually pronounced
responded, where's my gay discount at Cracker Barrel? Okay, so let's also, before we read any further.
I don't understand that.
Before we read any further, I'm just going to throw the mic to you, Chandler. How is this a clap back, and what does that mean? I can zoom in a little more, I think, here on the screen so you can see it. There you go.
Even Chandler
stumped thinking,
on this
you know,
one.
Where's my gay discount at Cracker Barrel?
Dude, gay is not.
I think
vegan?
he's trying to do some sort of anti-white slur, saying cracker or something. Where's my gay discount? I don't know. That seems more like a self-own that you actually believe that's such a clapback and whatever Queerty is, the most irrelevant gay website I've even heard of. And that's saying something because gay websites aren't very big. But
and can I just jump in and defend Cracker Barrel on this? Their food slaps. I'm tired
yes.
of people
and it's like
attacking Cracker Barrel.
It's
damn
it! And you know, they try to say that it is a racist slur. They do try to say Cracker Barrel is racism. They do try to say that the restaurant's name is racism. So it's true. But, and they try to say only white people eat there. Have you ever been to Cracker Barrel?
I love
there's
Cracker
a
Barrel.
Lot of
it's
brothers.
Delicious.
There's
it's
a
so
lot of brothers
good.
At Cracker Barrel. Dude, I'm sorry. Call me racist and bigoted for saying this, but it is not a lie that black people like fried chicken. That is
not a lie.
And guess who
fried
chicken slaps?
A lot of people
slaps?
Like fried chicken.
But guess who fried chicken slaps? Cracker Barrel. And guess what people don't realize? In the South, even though Texas technically isn't the South here, there's a lot of black people and white people. There's not a lot of Hispanics up here in these parts, okay? Hmm. And guess what? Guess who likes fried chicken the most, probably? White people and black people. And guess who goes to Cracker Barrel? A lot of white people and a lot of black people. So as if black people aren't allowed to like what black person have you met that doesn't like green beans, collard greens, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, and fried chicken? Mm. I'll be damned if you ever meet a black person who doesn't like that.
I feel like, you know, all those foods, they're not off limits other than watermelon. Like that one really triggers the black community for some reason. I don't get it.
And I don't know why.
But they like watermelon. I've been to barbecues. Who doesn't have watermelon?
Okay, but like in the summertime, who the hell doesn't
that's
like a good watermelon?
That's what I'm trying to say. Who's Who doesn't like watermelon? It's like, oh, well, black people like watermelon. It's like, what do you mean black people like watermelon? Well, I didn't say at the expense of nobody else liking it. There's a reason why it's at every grocery store. We all like it.
So are we still talking about the Queerty website, or are we talking about fried chicken here? Because if we're talking about fried chicken, this will be a very different type of show.
No, well, I'm just saying that they're slapping back always, like, oh, you're white. And it's like, it's just that this is the show. Welcome to the show. It goes in a lot of directions.
Yeah, I see.
But I'm just, this is slightly offensive where we end up talking about fried chicken.
Welcome to our show. Our host is translucent.
Slightly chicken.
No, but it says, in case you're unaware, people who have a military ID get between a 20 and 30% off at the Cracker Barrel restaurant chain, including any of the items in the store, as well as their yummy hometown cooking. According to Veterans Advantage, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Oh, I get it now.
As if we were supposed to know that, like reading that, like, oh yeah, that was what we were supposed to know. And it said this, and Schaefer's name sounds familiar. He's the same person who wrote in the now deleted tweet that he was inside Nancy Pelosi's office with thousands of revolutionaries who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th before claiming he was merely reporting on the insurrection. Not only is it shameful that they, quote, per Mashable, but also claims as if only the federal government gave out federal press credentials to make it a literal claim. And he goes, he's also shared photos of discarded ballots from the 2018 midterm elections on Election Day 2020 in a tweet Twitter removed, according to the New York Times. So my point is that the gays have come down to feeling like they're mad at me. The gays are mad at me. They've targeted my show. They've tried to get it taken down.
I mean, you're a straight white cis male. You are their entire target audience as so far as in trying to eliminate you from society. That's the whole point. I mean, anybody that's not in their mob is somebody that's an enemy. And then once they eliminate all those enemies, then they start to delineate within themselves and divide and conquer themselves. I mean, that's just kind of how it works. And so we're all threats here, being straight, being not transgender, or if you want to say cis, whatever. We are their enemies. And so, of course, they're going to come for each and every one of us in whatever way they can.
No, they are. And that's why it's time that if you don't want to be white anymore, you don't have to.
Oh, yes.
cue the slit eyes. And now I'm not talking about Savannah's shot. Let's go. Let's go. We almost get canceled every day, not only by our own network, but by YouTube. Let's go to play this clip. I just want to show you. This is an individual. I think I have the story open.
Yeah, this clip of my cousin, we look exactly the same.
This is Oil London, who insists that he is transracial after surgery to get Korean eye. Let's play this.
I actually hate this story.
안녕하세요. 저는 지민입니다. Hey guys, I'm finally Korean. I've transitioned. I'm so, so happy. I've completed my look. I'm finally Korean, guys. I have the eyes. Just had a brow lift as well. So I'm so happy. Finally, I've been trapped in the wrong body for 8 years. And that's the worst feeling in the world when you're trapped and you don't feel like you can be yourself. But finally, I'm Korean. I can be myself. And I'm so, so happy.
Nani?
You know, I think it's kind of funny. People always say it's not a choice to do this. That guy is a lot older than 8. So has he only been trapped in this body for 8 years, or has it been his whole life? Or did 8 years ago he decided, you know what? I love K-pop so much that one day I'm going to make the government pay for 18 surgeries to slit my eyes out and change my brows and my shape a whole different fit, my whole face a whole different shape so that I can finally be Korean and I can finally be Jimin. I mean, if he decided this 8 years ago, then maybe it was a choice.
Yeah.
I like how badly he said, annaseyo. He was like, annaseyo.
Annaseyo. Yeah, I actually worked in Korea for a while. Little known.
That's cool.
I worked in Gangnam, and I picked up some Korean, and, you know.
That was subpar Korean, okay?
Yeah, people don't know. I worked in China and Korea for a while as I know this is weird because I'm not very good looking, but I was a brand model representative for a vaporizer company. Because Korean women have a fetish for white men, and they also like black guys too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Chandler, they Korea. Do. Hey,
but they have
South
a fetish,
Korea,
like they have a fetish in South Korea. Yeah, they have a fetish for doing something else to white American men in North Korea. But that's killing. I meant. But
why do you say these things?
I mean, I don't know how much I believe you, Elijah, because there was that commercial that came out of China a few years ago where they put a black guy into a washer and then he came out an Asian
guy. That's China.
Yeah, I know. That's China. I mean, it's
South Koreans, They just like because we're like exotic looking to them is the
right,
point.
Right.
And they're very inundated. They like American culture, just like Americans like K-pop and stuff. So like the idea, they're not mad at black actors, and they like them. And honestly, and white people, it's really weird because if you're like me and you're like what, maybe a 5.2, what would you say, Savannah? What would you rate me?
A 3.
Oh, shoot.
I'm kidding. A 5.5.
Okay,
course,
a 5.5.
I think Elijah's moderately attractive.
No, he's a cute boy. He's a cute boy.
We'll do a 6. If I'm a 6 here, if you're a 6 here, you go up at least 2 to 2.5 points in South Korea. Like you go, like you become
life hack.
Your symmetry goes up. So anybody who's looking for a good looking Korean woman, or you're looking to marry Jimin 2.0, put him back on the screen.
Stop, please.
What a freaking loser.
You know, it's the highest form of racism too, like in my opinion, because this guy is like, okay, well, if I want to be Korean and I want to embrace this culture as much as possible, then instead of actually spending years learning the language and being good at it and learning the culture and just being, you know, a well-versed, well-knowledged, well-rounded human being on the subject, I'll just get some surgery so that I look like them or look like what my idea of what they look like is. You know, it's kind of like I was on Mr. Prather's show a couple days back, and he was saying that this is a surgical blackface, and I don't think it can get any clearer than that. Because imagine Elijah yourself. Imagine if you decided to walk into some place where they do surgeries, and you're like, all right, so what I want you to do is I want you to do a surgery, broaden my nose, adjust my eyes, make my eyes darker, and then just spray paint my skin in like permanent ink so it's
a few
shades darker. I mean, you are a black lesbian queen, so.
Would walking around with watermelon make it worse or better?
I don't know. That's a hard one. Walk into Cracker Barrel, see how you receive.
Yeah.
This whole episode, I'm just like, damn.
You know what? Yeah, welcome to the real diverse show.
Yes.
That's honestly true. But that's the point, is like, you know, if we, the people who are new to the show watching, if we really held like toxic ideas, we wouldn't be joking about it. And that's what the show is. America used to be that you could joke about things because you didn't actually become transracial. Like you could, and that's why, even though I know people make it that blackface is super offensive and stuff, it's like back when I was in high school, things were offensive. It was how you meant them. Like,
absolutely.
Like that's even where the N-word pass came from, was like the idea of like, oh, this is my friend. I don't care what they say because they're my friend. We're beyond words. Our friendship is beyond words. We don't get offended by little things we say. We don't live by society standards. Our friendship is stronger. And it's like same with things too, like racist jokes or different things. But now that the world has become so crazy, that's why everyone's so sensitive, because people aren't joking anymore.
Yeah.
They're not, this isn't a joke. This guy literally did this, and this is not going to be the first of transracial surgeries.
Oh, it will not. If only things could be the way they were just a few years ago. But now, because we, you know, first allowed gay marriage to become a big thing and it became normalizing culture, and it doesn't stop there. They're going to keep turning up the heat. And so then maybe let's say 2016, 2017, transgenderism became a really large thing, and a lot more people started doing it. And then they started to embrace it and make it larger. So they had neo pronouns and they, thems. And now you go on Instagram, they have pronouns actually embraced and emboldened. So it's a separate spot. It doesn't even have to be in your bio. There's a little whole slot for it on your profile. And it's just going to get even worse and worse. And actually this guy's pronouns, his official pronouns that he goes by are they, them, Core, E-N, K-O-R, and then / E-A-N. If you told me this 5 years ago, I would have laughed in your face and thought, well, that's a funny joke. That's almost as funny as president. That's almost as funny as Trump running for president. And now here we are in 2021 with a man who is in full seriousness adjusting the slit of his eyes so that he can pass as Korean.
You know what they say? You know what they say? They say, as we've said on the show, Ching Chong, something Wong. That is true. There's something wrong with America. And that's absolutely, look at this picture on my screen right here. This is so bad. This is him before. He's British, and he became, like, as if being Korean.
He looked like Queen Elizabeth in that right image. Come on now. I don't even know what he is in that left one. Oh. Like hip Abraham Lincoln. Come on now. I don't know what I'm looking at here.
Oh no.
I guess colonizing has gained a new definition now.
Have you remember that one picture, Savannah, of all those black kids doing the slit eyes with the, yeah, doing that with the kids?
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
With the black kid. Okay.
Oh,
well, you
no.
know, the world is crazy. It's getting out of control. And a lot of you guys are like, how do I keep my protection in my hands? Well, I gotta talk to you about Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices that are small and lightweight enough to carry with you in your glove compartment or purse. See, a lot of us know maybe you live in a state where it's hard to get a gun. Maybe you don't, it's hard to get a license to carry a gun. I was in Los Angeles most of my life. They don't really give concealed carries for most people. It's like, what do I actually carry to get around? Well, in most states, you don't even need a license to carry around a taser. And I want to let you know that they are powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Of course, you're like, well, I could use a gun, but usually if you understand with force, not only creating distance between you and attacker is important, but sometimes you're in situations where you may need to incapacitate someone, but it doesn't warrant killing them. So you're like, how do I carry something that actually might give me a chance to get
like
away.
If you see Mr. Ollie London in the street and you just want to give it to him.
You're like, ah, it's okay. But I'm serious. Let me tell you this. This electric charge immobilizes attackers for up to 30 seconds, which is better than for life. And this allows time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. The devices come loaded with features like laser-assisted targeting, emergency dispatch, which will send response teams to your GPS location upon firing. And it's like, who needs a smart taser? Probably a lot of us who are watching this right now. And I want to let you know if you're like, well, does this work? Yeah, it does. 237,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices, apps, and personnel. And by the way, I want to let you know that you can own a Taser device, the number one choice of law enforcement agencies. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. They are available without a permit in most U.S. states. I have to repeat that again. Get the Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code OFFENSIVE. That's Taser, TASER.com, promo code OFFENSIVE to get 15% off now at Taser.com, promo code OFFENSIVE, Zap Zap Oil London, stay away from me. Don't steal my race again. Okay. You mentioned neopronouns. So
yes.
It was only a few months ago that our audience was shocked at the development of neopronouns. I would say about 4 or 5 months ago, we introduced neopronouns to our audience.
Not too long ago.
And we're talking about them. It just so happens on our last episode, we had one of our favorite neopronoun women who had explained that their gender changed every minute. You remember that? Remember that girl?
I do not.
Yeah, that they said gender can change by the minute and you have to be sensitive. Apparently, they've moved into neopronouns. They are back. And as confusing as ever, if you haven't been with us in the show and you don't know what a neopronoun is, I'm going to warn you, as you watch this video, you will probably come out less understanding of what they are, but you will have gotten the explanation, so we will have at least done our job to give you the information.
Let's get into it.
What are your preferred pronouns? Zazem. I've never heard those before. What are they? They're what's known as neopronouns. What are neopronouns? They're basically your own custom pronouns. When no other pronouns seem to fit, you come up with your own
custom
pronouns.
Race, custom pronouns.
My gosh.
Oh, how do I use them? It depends on
create
the person
a character.
And their pronouns. Zazem follows a similar spelling to they and them.
This is your Nintendo Mii in real life.
You know? So they, zem, zemself, theirs, things like that. Oh, okay. And there are other neopronouns you said? Well, yeah, because they're customizable. Anything can be a pronoun, really. Oh, I didn't realize that you can customize your own pronouns. That's pretty cool. Thank you.
Okay. So,
such a poisoned youth.
Yeah. So this gigolo looking, what are those things called? The clown gigolos?
Oh, no.
Is like, they call me Zaz or Zazem. Zaz or Zamzum.
Tree sometimes, if I feel like
yeah.
it.
Tree and self.
Do you know that I was introduced to neopronouns back in 2018? At LA Pride, and there was this transgender person, and I was like, I asked him, I was like, hey, what are your pronouns? And they were like, there's some out there. I think they're like Zazaz or Zerz, and they couldn't remember them. And we were laughing like, and they even started laughing with me. Like, I was like, man, this is never going to catch on. This is like the dumbest stuff you'd ever hear like out of LA, right? And now it's hit the mainstream with Gen Z. How are you feeling about your generation?
But more importantly, because we don't want to be bigoted, what are your preferred pronouns for the show now?
Okay,
they might have changed.
At this moment, if you go to my Instagram page on your mobile phone, you'll see my pronouns are neither.
That sounds close to something else.
Mine
no,
are ching chong ching chang. What are yours, Elijah?
I'll show you right now. I'll go to my screen.
Okay.
Oh wait, are yours up here?
You can't see it. You can't see it
on a
desktop. You can only see it on mobile. But
you can't see it on desktop.
Sorry, yeah. Elijah's a boomer. Clearly. So.
Wow.
Yeah. If everybody grab your phones and just go to chandler.crump on Instagram. Follow me while you're at it, and you'll see my pronouns right
there
now.
We are right here.
They're a thing.
Follow Chandler Crump. See his page, chandler.crump.
Yeah.
That's chandler.crump, at chandler.crump on Instagram.
Yeah.
Let's get him to 30,000 followers if we can.
I've been there before. and I've got and taken back down.
Yeah, I'm aware. Hey, we've been going for a long time. I think this show's only at like, what, 217? We should be higher, but it's hard to keep up social media when you're doing a lot. But okay, so if you come down to this, it's like, yeah, it does not stop with they, them. It's not going to stop. It's not. And we want to know how is your generation doing when you hear that there are people that think that they're so narcissistic that they believe that you care about their pronouns, that you should care, or that you even would care. This is your generation. Yeah. And because apparently George Floyd represents all black people, we're going to let you represent all of Gen Z.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I'd say right now the big social square of where Gen Z is TikTok. And I know TikTok kind of caters what videos it shows you to who you are and what you look at. But I'd say right now, if I look at TikTok and I scroll, even when I'm not on my account, when I'm just scrolling through like an alt account to see like an average group of what I'm seeing, there's a lot of videos where it's neo pronouns. And like, I think I've seen that video on my For You page as well. But then you see the comments. Oh man, the comments sure are something. So I think right now it's sort of an even split, maybe even more greater on the side of kids, or when I say kids, I mean Gen Zers, that are against these neo pronouns and against changing your gender 24,000 times a day. And so I'd say it's kind of hopeful to see the comments. People are like, leave a like on this comment if you believe this is the most stupid thing you've heard all day. And it'll be like 100,000, 200,000 likes on that comment. It is, you know, the engagement is massive. There are a lot of kids out there, and I'm sure a good amount of them are watching this show today, that do not believe in any of this mess. If they're engaging in content like this, they are on the side that is like, listen, you're a boy or a girl, and anything else outside of that is really delusional, and you can't change anything between them. There's a lot of people that believe that, and we just need to embrace them in that and show them that there's a lot of other people outside of them that believe it as well. It's a much larger group than you really think. They make you out to feel so alone. They have these neo pronouns and transgenderism and everything out there to make you feel like you are the only one left that is still normal as your pronouns. And so
minor I don't know, where is my phone? Minor, actually, I'm going to put it up on the screen here. And no, I know, Chandler, don't think into this too, just like yours. Mine is Comer, C-O-M-E, it's Comer. That's literally my pronouns on here. Also known as Comer, which if you put it together into one word, which would be food, but it's Comer. That's what it's my, and that's really what's weird, is it's come down to that. And by the way, I didn't make those up. People don't know this on Instagram.
Yeah,
those are predetermined.
You can't customize that.
You can't customize that.
Yeah, if you could customize it, I would have went for something a little crazier, but yeah. I didn't. I just picked what was there. I was like, knee, and then, whoa.
Yeah, it would have been K-N-E-E, and then I just would have been like G-U-R-G-H.
Gerg. No, it's crazy that, and Zir is actually one of those really popular ones, and so, like, Z-I-R, that's a really popular one. I see a lot of people with that.
I thought Zir was just what young kids with lisps called old men. Hello, sir.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where it comes from, where, like, they just, like, they add, like, X or Z to any one of those pronouns. Like, there is, like, M-X instead of, you know, you. I think there was a story about that a few years back where there's an actual teacher who made her students address her as Mix, and so M-X, those were her, like, that was her honorific. It's just kind of like a perversion of what's already there. They're not creative enough to come up with an actual third gender or anything. You know, you'll notice all these pronouns are masculine or feminine, and there is no in between. Even when they get something as crazy as, like, my pronouns are Xandar, well, that's masculine in a way. You know, words, even in the English language, as much as we want to get away from it, are indeed at their root causes masculine and feminine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it kind of goes back to that root where, you know, there's that funny image on Amazon where it's like the shirt that says there are more than two genders, but the only available sizes are male and female, because no matter how many genders you convince yourself there are, and no matter how many different, you know, mental illnesses you can give yourself by all these, it is still down to the root cause that is science and biology and what God created, and that is male and female.
Yeah, and to think about this, that after, what, 10 years in this progressive movement, we've come down to calling ourselves the reduction of some sort of Star Wars character. My name is Zazem Order.
My pronouns are R2-D2.
Yeah. My name is Xandar.
It's Xandar. Xandar of the Jedi Order.
It's Zazem.
No, of the gender
Zizer.
Order.
It's like, oh my gosh. Okay, so speaking of the pee-pee people that like to put their pee-pees in places where they shouldn't, including in wooden spaces, I think a transition.
Boy.
As if that's where we're at. I don't know.
Don't
if you
say
heard
transition. every word is lost.
Okay, so gosh, Dave Urbanski from Blaze, you guys did it again. Can I say Blaze's titling has been so good recently?
Let's check this out real quick. Oh.
Yes.
He has a penis. Outraged woman claims spa allowed naked man in female area in front of young girls because he identified as a woman. It says here that in a video that quickly has gone viral, an outraged woman confronted an employee behind a counter at a spa and demanded to know why a naked man was allowed to enter a female-only section in front of young girls. If we read more here, Instagram user blah, blah, blah said, who claimed the cell phone video is hers, wrote that naked men allowed in woman day spa, Los Angeles, California. I'm sure you're not shocked there.
Definitely not. Sin City.
We spa allows a man into a woman's wet spa section where all the women are naked, mothers with their young daughters and teens. The Wii Spa allowed the men access just because he calls himself a woman. This was naked, exposing his testicles and penis, slinging left to right in front of the young girls, teens, and grown women. What is our world coming to? And we think we have this video here of that has yes. gone viral. Let's go ahead and cue that.
So it's okay. I just want to be clear with you. It's okay for a man to go into the women's section, show his penis around the other women, young little girls underage. Your spa, we spa, condone that. Is that what you're saying? Like I asked. It's so he can stay there.
I can't hear you, sir. You're plastic in a mask.
What sexual orientation? I see a dick. It lets me know he's a man.
Yeah.
I like she sounds spicy.
I like I want her on my show.
Yeah, I've been telling you guys. I've been telling everybody.
He is not a female. He is not a female. Hold on. He is not a female, sweetie. Okay, girls down there, other women.
Oh, you got to see this part.
Highly offended for what they just saw, and you did nothing, absolutely nothing. In fact, you sided with him. So We Spa is in agreement with men that just say they are a woman and they can go down there with their penis and get into the women's section. Is that what you're saying?
When she turns the camera, watch.
What, really? What law? What law?
Should change it to Wee Wee Spa.
So women can go into the men's with their breasts.
Just so we're all clear.
Okay.
And then this guy in the background.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Y'all wouldn't come back either. Yeah, get your money back. You got a man with his penis talking about he's a woman. He ain't no woman. Yeah, give her money back. Are you talking about a transgender person? There's no such thing as transgender. He has a dick. Okay, he has a penis.
This guy.
He has penis is hanging out.
Okay, here's the white liberal.
Exactly.
On cue. Speak up for my right. As a woman, I have a right to feel comfortable without a man exposing himself. Okay. No, you go somewhere else. Okay, so that's right. No, he's not a transgender. He has a penis, just like you do.
Mr. Gynecomastia over there with the little man boobies coming in hot. Like
he should buy one of those bikinis.
Yeah.
Why is it always the white savior that has to come and swoop
that's
in?
That's what I was saying.
Every time.
It's always that. It's like,
right on cue.
Excuse me? That's a transgender. I'm sorry. Why don't you just shut the front door there for a second? Ooh. Exactly. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I wasn't going to curse because God's watching. But I will say this. I thought of a lot of mean things I could have said. And also, it's also interesting too, because you can't see his nipples at the shirt. So he's got like inverted nipples and gynecomastia. And he's like, there, this guy's had fluoride in his water for too long.
Too long.
Gosh.
Yeah, sir, have you been drinking atrazine? Because that's what I want to know. The frogs are no longer the only ones that are gay.
When I was first looking at him, and I was on another show, and we were watching this video, and I was like, is that the man who is transgender so-called? Because he sure looks like it. I honestly can't tell, and it takes people, like the lady who recorded that video, to stand up against the mob. And that is the mob right there. You're looking at him right there. Those are the people who lobbied in Congress and lobbied in these state houses to make sure that a transgender man who is proven to have different mental illnesses can be engaged with your children, with your young girl teen daughters in the spa. That's how you do it right there. That's what it happens. And I think the only way at this point is to, like somebody said, as much as I hate to say it, find a new spa, because Wee Spa is not going to change their ways. The Wee Spa manager there was like, well, it's a transgender person, it's a sexuality, he's allowed to be there, and that's it. And then you had that beta cuck right there pulling up like, are you talking about a transgender person? He should be allowed to do what he should be allowed to do that. And
yeah, it's like, that little girl's there, man, you should be in jail. You need to add two L's and a Y to your spa's name, Willie Spa, because they am showing them peepees to those children, and that's not okay. And it's true. Look, That's why immorality and these things become very difficult in society, because, you know, you go from, you know, freedom of sexuality to then two consenting adults to then adults only to then, you know, non-sexual interactions with people in public spaces, where that woman's right. Like, if we're in a woman's only area, a woman, especially because sex is very different to women, it's very emotional. And a lot of women don't know, especially young women. That's why when you give yourself up sexually at a young age and stuff, men can get away with it a little bit more. They can, because a lot of times to them, it's a physical feeling. To women, it damages their spirit, their soul in a deeper level. And so when you go in there as a man and you go and you pull out your little, your little dangly wangly, in the words of what's her name, that rapper, the WAP rapper, what's her name?
Cardi B.
Oh, the jiggly wiggly. I don't know what that word was.
Can we start calling it Piggly Wiggly?
The Piggly Wiggly. That's sexual assault of a child.
Yeah.
That is sexual assault. And that's where it's gone
from
freedom.
That used to be a crime.
It should be. Those, and that little
indecent exposure.
Yes, it was.
That little, dude, there's so, I wish I could, that little maggot, that guy in the white t-shirt that comes out and is like, excuse me, the person's transgender. No, she's like, he has a dick. And I'm like, hell yeah, get it, slay queen.
Okay, I just want to say that this is why we need to bring back bullying, because people like this think they can come up to women and speak for them on their behalf, but they can't. And this is why we need to bring back bullying, because I'm tired of these beta cucks out here in society defending this straight up degeneracy.
And she sounds like she probably is black. Right?
Yeah.
So
no.
I'm just going off their totem
off the
pole.
Voice.
Mm-hmm. Right? So it's, no, but I'm saying that their totem pole. This is a black woman, right? Where it says, you know, this is a black woman who's, we've been fighting for their rights, for women's rights, for black rights. And this little white guy comes over and is like, you know, oh, I'm sorry. And you could tell that he's got some popsicle sucking lips is all I can say there. Look at that. Look at those cheeks. They've seen some stuff. He looks depressed.
It's the pedo
stash.
Like
a heroin addict. He looks like a heroin addict. He looks like a degenerate. And he's like, listen, I know about life. It's like, dude, you are depressed piece of crap. You are not here to run society. You should be bullied. That person should not be influencing policy. You are not strong. You are not influential. You are not an example. You are advocating for the sexualization and exposure to genitalia of children, sir. And I don't care what the race of the person you're speaking to, you're a sick human being, and you and the people that you're advocating for should be cited, fined, and or put in jail. Because if you are promoting crime, if you promote murder, if you push someone to murder, you're an advocate to murder. Yeah. If you promote robbery, you're an advocate to robbery. And if you promote the sexualization of children and the assault of children, you are also guilty for advocating and being connected to that. That should be a crime. These people should be in jail. But you know where they're headed? Somewhere a lot worse. The lake of fire. So I'm sorry. It's just true. They're going to burn in eternal damnation because of this kind of sick, degenerate crap.
Yeah. I mean, just a year ago, that was probably the type of guy saying we need to respect and listen to black voices, and now he's going to talk down on you no matter what. And that's the exact same thing they did to Stella Emanuel. See, they will only listen to your quote-unquote black voice if you're spouting the exact same thing they want you to spout. And because that lady was not there saying, yeah, we got a man in the women's spa, then she's not acceptable.
Right, because I'm sorry, Chandler, I know you found this out quickly. You missed the black rising star era, the 2015 grift, 2016 grift, where if you were a black conservative, you could like immediately get ahead, because what you came in and you were a black conservative, and then this bad thing called tech censorship took place, where they didn't care if people wanted to hear your opinion. They decided for you, which I know there's never been a point in history where white rich people were deciding what black people could not say.
The people that run YouTube were, so
yeah.
I guess that's
the first time in history. Yeah, the first time in history that rich white people have decided what black people should have a voice.
It's the most diverse oppression I've ever experienced.
And so they've decided you shouldn't speak. You've gone through a lot of censorship yourself.
Most definitely.
They've really hit down on you, which is why people should follow you on YouTube. They should follow you on Instagram. You're on Twitter as well.
I am.
You're everywhere.
But the one thing I promote the most out of all these things is these alt tech platforms. I've been on a few different shows, and literally every single time I've spent maybe 10 minutes talking about these alt tech platforms. That is Rumble, Odyssey, Gab, and Minds. Those first two are like YouTube alternatives. So Rumble and Odyssey, I'm sure you've heard of those.
We're on there.
Yeah. So you're on there, which is great. And
people,
I'm on there.
A lot of people watch our show on Rumble and
Odyssey. Absolutely. Yeah. I do a live show every week, and at 8 Eastern on Tuesdays on my YouTube channel, but I've also started doing it on Rumble, and I've now noticed that I actually get higher views on Rumble on average in comparison to YouTube. These platforms are actually a true representative, are truly representative of what you can do and what audience you can reach, and these platforms are much smaller than everything else too. And so, you know, as much as I want to say it, we need to get on these alternative platforms. Another platform I'm on, which I think you're on as well, is Locals, right? You're on Locals.
I can't be on Locals. I'm on Blaze TV. I have a very strict contract.
Oh, you can't be on Locals?
No, because I have my locals. It's on Blaze TV. I have a paid portal. So you can support me directly at blazetv.com/Elijah. Where can they support you?
You can go to chandlercrump.locals.com to sign up for my membership, and all that's available there. I make exclusive content. I'm going to start live streaming on Locals too. All that stuff is great, you know, all those different platforms. And you guys have got a really great setup over here at Blaze, and so I'm really happy to come on these shows and speak with y'all. You guys do some really great work, and it's great to see that the movement of people that are not following sexualization of children rise, the rise of that terrible P word. If you're fighting against that, you're definitely a friend of mine.
Pickles.
Picklephilia.
Yeah, picklephilia. But I'm going to say that it is affecting people. Like, do you see this? It's starting to affect, we've moved past the gays, because an Aussie lesbians friendship group, just 1,300 lonely lesbians getting together had their group shut down because they weren't allowing transgenders in. They weren't allowing men in their group. So they got shut down for being bigoted. And this is what I'd say for all of y'all who advocated to censor us when we were speaking out about this. I'm so done defending these people. It's like, you know what? We've experienced this. You need more people need to experience it now too, so that you realize that we are not just being a bunch of complaining conservatives like the left always says it, that we're just crying because we're targeted. No, we warned you that this would seep into society, that the cancel culture would cancel you, yep. That the censorship would censor you. You thought that giving people, corrupt people power, that you would be exempt. Corruption always seeds down like a funnel to eventually there's one person that has the power and everyone else gets screwed. And so it's like, we might have been at the periphery, but we're not the last ones. And actually, we have a theory about this show that the only reason why we're not deleted is because the feds and tech need like some shows to monitor the status quo and to like keep online.
So true.
And so like they allow certain people to stay up. And yes. So we don't get strikes or anything. We're just
really
up. No.
Yeah, I've gotten about 3 strikes on my YouTube channel so far. I was actually like, I appealed one strike because I did a video about the Democrats storming the Georgia Capitol, and they hit me for like, oh, that's false. That didn't happen. And I appealed it and they were like, oh crap, that did happen. So they removed the strike. And literally the next day I got another one. I was this close to losing my entire channel. And so it's really crazy to see that.
You're too powerful, Chandler.
We might get our first strike for mentioning the medical misinformation earlier. Watch. But it is crazy that all of this being said and done, that this is where we're at. And it is the last day of Pride. Final thoughts on the last day of Pride?
You know, I'm very sad to see the month go. It was great to just watch the community fall apart. You know, the LGB community had a chance to eliminate the T and stop the rise. But as always, that mill just always finds somebody new to grind up. And so lesbians that did not want to include biological men in their group are being deleted off of Facebook. The censorship will come. The hatred will come. You cannot be what you are anymore. And so I think I can say that I'm sad to see it go, but I'm happy to see a new wave of happiness and a new wave of non-degeneracy come back along, and pride in our nation once again. I mean, Juneteenth is gone, so all that's left is July 4th. You know, I'm happy for that. And let's just get a move on.
And let's remind you guys that there is not a special with Alex Jones on blazetv.com. So for our subscribers, we actually give exclusive content it's good content, like meaning we spent money and went down to not Austin, Texas, to not meet with Alex Jones at a studio and create a special that is also only exclusively on blazetv.com. So if you want good content, I'm also going to be going to New York to make an exclusive piece of content as well with not Gavin McGinnis, because I wouldn't do that because he founded the Proud Boys, and why would I do that? But that'll be on Blaze TV exclusively only as well. We just like to do that kind of stuff. I'm going to start flying around just meeting up with cool people and making content on blazetv.com.
Well, make sure you come along to Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, we will see. Just to let you guys know, CPAC is coming up in a couple weeks, as well as SAS for Turning Point USA. I will be at both of those. If you want to meet, if you want to say hi, I will be at CPAC here in Dallas. I will be at SAS. I believe you will be at both of those as well. At least SAS, yes.
Definitely SAS, so and more than likely CPAC as well.
Right, so if you want to meet Chandler, and I know that Sav will be at CPAC, mm-hmm. probably not SAS. So if you'd like to meet any of us, feel free to hit us up and say hello. As always, guys, please remember, if you make it this far on the podcast, hopefully that means that you like it, because I have a weird theory that if you've gone 53 minutes and 36 seconds into a podcast and you didn't like it, you might want to join Drag Syndrome, because you might have something wrong with you, but also because why would you waste 54 minutes of your life on a show you don't like?
Just because they loved looking at my beautiful face.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you just like Chandler. So we encourage you, please, the freest and easiest way you can support the show is by leaving us a 5-star review. We really are almost at 4,000 reviews, which is really good. That's actually really good, considering that we just started like 9 months ago asking for reviews, and we've gotten to 4,000, and you have to click and go there. And guys, I'm telling you, it has helped us so much to the point where I'm so excited. We have a new project launching very soon. You're going to get a lot more of Elijah and some other people. It's a huge production project coming up that's going to be really awesome. We always read a couple of your reviews at the end, so you may also get it read, which is awesome. We have a review from Ermia. I don't know how to say that. Ermia. It's got like a...
I like the Joe Biden whisper you did. Yeah. Ermia.
I wrote the bill.
Ermia.
I wrote the bill. 1.9.
I wrote the dang bill. I don't care how many blacks it throws into prison. I wrote the bill.
I wrote it. Ermia wrote, "Can we please have slightly offensive every single day of the week? It's possible you'll get that very soon." I'm not lazy. They just don't let us produce more than 2 episodes a week. I'm not joking. It's like my contract. I can't make more. I recently discovered your podcast via a YouTube recommendation. Can't believe they still do that. Gotta say, for once, the algorithm did its job. Absolutely love your show. It's without a doubt my fave podcast at the moment. Elijah and Sav, I love both your enthusiasm and energy. God bless you both. And God bless you too, Ermia. Honestly, I didn't write the bill, but I can say God bless you.
Thank you for leaving your 5-star review.
Yeah.
Make sure to get some chocolate chip.
Jordan, gosh, is that French?
Jordan Schroeder.
Soilo.
Jordan Schroeder. I don't know. Said, capitalized caption. Thank you. Elijah, you're not just in my top 17. Wow, this is so good, huh? I'm in their top 17. I'm top 7 hosts. I love your show. I love the show. And love to see my girls, Sav and Kez, when she comes on every Wednesday and Friday. Your show's middle school broom closet humor numbs pain of the stupidity of femboys and transing the kids. Stay clown-pilled. Have Matt Walsh, Absolute Chad, on the show ASAP. God bless. Anyway, thank you guys so much again for watching. My name's Elijah Schaefer, your top 17 host, or in some cases, your top 7, live from the broom closet here in Dallas, Texas. My guest today was Chandler Crump, Gen Z commentator. You can follow him on all alternate platforms and also regular platforms until he's banned. You can also check out this shirt he's wearing right now, which is his merch.
Let me see if I can show it better. Yeah, it's just Biden running on empty. He's out of gas. Yeah. That's at ChandlerCrump.com/shop.
ChandlerCrump.com/shop. Also remember, you guys don't know this, I have new merch coming out soon, but we have a bunch of like basic merch right now, slightly offensive. Rep your brand. You can also follow Savannah Hernandez on her YouTube, as well as on all social media and alternate media. Make sure you check her out. Have a great rest of the week. Please stay safe. We'll see you when Pride is over. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.